Paul, tough night at the office. What do you make of it?
Fair play to Cass. I thought they were a better team from the start. I thought we looked a team that was very, very low on energy, if I'm being honest. We lost some troops this week, which is what it is. Got to deal with that. So, I just thought it was a very, very low energy performance against a team that were full of energy.
And you were always chasing the game on the scoreboard, weren't you?
Yeah. Like I said, I thought fair play to Cass. I thought they were pretty good. And we just couldn't quite go over it today. Like I said, I thought we had a really, really low energy game.
Missing players today, any long-term concerns for any of them?
Or? Yeah. Bruffy, he was touch and go this week. He was probably 50-50, 60-40 against him. So I made that decision yesterday not to risk him. Bruffy would have played, and he would have played on one leg with Bruffy. We all know that, but I think there's more with his health and what have you, more than anything there. So. And Seb Ikehifo has broke his jaw, so he's probably had surgery Thursday morning, so he's going to be probably out for about 8 weeks.
Was that last week or?
That was in the Widnes game. So he turned up. He come home Sunday after the game and was complaining of his toothache. Oh, sorry, he turned up Monday complaining of toothache. So they checked him out, a bit of a wisdom tooth. The pain hadn't eased come Tuesday. So they took him to BRI just to get him a precautionary x-ray, and it appeared he had a clean break in his jaw, so he was just admitted straight away to see the Maxfax surgeon, and he was operated on midweek.
So he's gone for a while. It seems to get worse for you, Paul, at the minute. I mean,
yeah, it is what it is. It is what it is, and we've got some troops out there that are busting their gut, and what you find sometimes is that it just keeps robbing you of energy, and you're recovering to train and rather than recovering to play, if that makes sense. You're just always trying to. It's a tough one, to be fair, because I thought we were real low in energy. I thought that were the same last week. We just weren't handled the last 2 weeks real well, and that's got us this week, a short turnaround. Yeah, that's a fact, and it's an excuse, if I'm being honest. So I thought they were full of energy and we weren't.
Looking at it moving forward, you're going to tell, as you said last week, it's still possible, you're still going to keep fighting.
Well, we have to do. It's our jobs. That's what we have to do. So regardless of what the results are and what position it is, we owe it to not only to ourselves but to this club and to these fans. We have to keep fighting. And the club and the spectators are the important things. And we do these things for selfish reasons. And I mean that in a good way, in regards to we do these to try and better ourselves. And we do it for our families. And they're the things that motivate us. And the other thing that motivates us is to do well for this club, because they are our employers, and we owe it to this club to keep turning up every week.
There comes a point, though, you're still in the Challenge Cup. You're going to tell me not. Can you prioritise one? Do you have to prioritise it? Because that is a realistic chance you could win something.
It's something to think about, I suppose. But that's not in the front of my mind at the moment. I've got to digest what's happened tonight, look at some whys and wherefores, look at ways of trying to build some energy into us, and look forward to obviously a round 18 game against Wakefield, which is something that we have to compete in, and we know if we compete we can win. We're just lacking a little bit of punch in what we do, hence the reason why I brought Seb here, and we've lost him now, so we've just got to figure some other things out.
You've been linked with, is it Simmons from Manly? Is there anything in that? Or?
It's the same response all the time. Is he's one of a number of players that we have looked at, and he's a high quality player, and he's a NRL regular, he's a City origin player, and he's somebody that would be of definite interest to us, but there's nothing to confirm at this moment, so it's all rumours and hearsay at the moment.
It is, but it would be nice to be able to bring someone in, because I mean, it's odds low, isn't it? Ikehifo started really well for you, hadn't he?
Oh yeah, Seb's going to be a great player, as is everybody who's come in this year. I know I'm getting some stick probably for Ryan Brayley not being in the team and what have you, but it's the thing with Ryan is he was the same. He played all them games when he came in. He was absolutely knackered, and it's a shock without having a pre-season as well. So it's Seb's going to be great, Ryan Brayley's going to be great, and anybody else that we can add to this squad and the current squad as well, we know they're going to be good as well. We've just got to refresh them and try and get some energy in them.
It's a real test of you as a person, this, isn't it? Because I'm sure you'd love to drive the players and get everything out of them, but you've got to look after, like you said, you've got to look after them and put them in front of
one of the things
results.
We have to do is, we've talked about one of the things I've just mentioned in there is that I just said to them, I said, look, we've got to admit to ourselves that we weren't great, That's the scoreline and the performance is a fact. That is reality. The other thing that we have now is we've got an 8-day turn. What is it, a 9-day turn? So we play next Sunday. So what we have now is the ability to refresh. We've got to refresh our bodies as well as our minds. That's all of us, the staff. We're a few days away now, just to refresh and spend some time at home and probably cut the grass, etc. And still stare at the stars as they're there because mind's always wondering. But what we have to do is make sure that we refresh our bodies and refresh our minds, and when we do come back in early next week, that we're honest and we need to build some energy in what we do.
This is hurting, yeah. I can see that. I don't need you to tell me that. Are you feeling under any pressure, Paul, at all?
The reason why it's hurting is because we want to win, and we have had a culture of winning at this club. Over the last three, four years, we've been very, very successful in winning games. Obviously, we've not quite got over the line in regards to final appearances and stuff, but we have a very, very good culture of winning games. And when you don't win games, that hurts. And the thing for us is there's some valid things in there, the reasons why. They're not for now, but it's the reality of it is we're not playing well and we're down on troops. So we just got to keep strapping people up, icing them up, telling them how good they are, telling them how healthy they are, and just keep throwing them back out.
Dare I ask if you've picked up any more tonight?
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to the phone call I got from my physio, put it that way.